done yet. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Chris Sheagold, the Associate Vice Chancellor in Melbourne and the Director of Libraries. I'm here to introduce this workshop. What do we mean by online learning, a systems perspective? And I'm particularly pleased to introduce Professor Alan Bowen James, who's been with the university for 10 days, 8 days? Not a very long time, so this is a bit of a baptism of fire for you. Alan is the Associate Dean of Learning and Teaching in the Faculty of Business. Alan comes to the university in general and to this workshop specifically with a very strong range of experiences. Alan has worked in teaching in a number of universities. He's worked with private providers, with peak industry groups and the like. I notice particularly, Alan, that you've had a connection with NextEd in a past life.
Indeed, I was going to mention that.
Yeah. And NextEd, as some of you would know, was where we launched ourselves into online learning many, many years ago now. So without further ado, I'll ask you to make Alan welcome and hand over to you.
Thank you very much. In fact, NextEd is where I'd like to start, because even though I just joined the university and I was invited shortly after signing up to participate in this conference, my association with the university really goes back over 10 years, because I was the chief operating officer of NextEd that put universities up online around the world. And among the various universities in Australia, you'd be familiar possibly with USQ Online and RMIT and with La Trobe's office, ACU, and we had Blackboard installed here all those years ago. But even though the title of my talk focuses on technology, straight away I want to say my concentration is not technology. And that's for a number of reasons. In fact, I didn't even want to put a PowerPoint up, and I said I'd just use a whiteboard. That's why there's a whiteboard here, good old-fashioned technology. But I was advised that I really should have a PowerPoint, and there's a paper I'm working on at the moment, so I thought I'd cannibalise bits of that, and you'll have a PowerPoint presentation of sorts, and Ingrid has very kindly offered her services to assist me in that regard, so that I'm not rushing from here to there and back and so on. The questions are welcome throughout, but if it's a long or detailed question or whatever, you might wish to wait till the end anyway, because I possibly could answer the question or address it en passant. When I said that I'm not focused on technology, I was reminded of this only a few months ago by a former student of mine who reminded me that many, many years ago, when the internet was starting to become a fad and we were playing with it, and I led an ARC funded research team on online databases, and so I'm going back now about 18 or so years ago. And my students asked, now I'm talking about the mid-90s, when he asked this, what is the most reliable, robust information technology? And I said, the most reliable, and I say the same thing today, by the way, the most reliable and robust real-time online random access information storage and retrieval device is a book printed before 1600. Why? Acid-free paper. They're still around. Your DVDs will last maybe 30 years. They oxidize pretty quickly unless you keep them in a nitrogen environment. And that's hard, because you won't live in that environment, even though 70% of the air we breathe is nitrogen. The point is that we get too enamored of our technologies and end up concentrating on the technology rather than our practices, what it is we wish to achieve, the business rules of the organizations that we're in. Indeed, if I may say, there's a certain erotomania around our technology, such that as soon as we have a new gadget, the instant thought is, how do we adapt this to what we do and so on. Now, that's creative, innovative and so on, but often we forget what it is we're trying to do, and we end up distorting what it is we think we're doing or trying to do in order to accommodate the technology. So straight away, even though my title somewhat misleading because it talks about a systems architecture,